Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Daily Breath. This is Deepak Chopra. Today, as we continue our journey into the South, let's open up our eighth secret. Evil is not your enemy. That sounds interesting, doesn't it? So actually, if you read the New Testament, there's a statement from Jesus Christ. It says, resist not evil. What does that mean? If there is only one reality, and that one reality is infinite, then it contains everything. If it excluded anything, it wouldn't be infinite. Once you understand this, then evil has no special power and no separate existence. Remember, all experiences by contrast. You can't have an up without a down. You can't have pleasure without pain. You can't have hot without cold, etc., etc. In the same way, good and evil are human constructs for, are we connected to source or are we separate from source? And in this sense, one can understand that the only way to create what we call evolution is to transcend both the concepts of good and evil. Evil depends completely on one's level of consciousness. So in the past and even in these short meditations, we've spoken about seven levels of fulfillment, which correspond to the seven chakras, chakras being metaphors between consciousness and biology. So the first level is survival. The second level is achievement. The third level is restful awareness or peace. The fourth level is going beyond the conditioned mind. The fifth level is beauty, creativity, the freedom to explore. The sixth level is where we start to see that good and evil are human constructs for feeling either disconnected or connected. And finally, as we transcend all concepts, we realize that there is no evil, only the shifting patterns of consciousness in an eternal dance. Therefore, we can think of evil as the contrast to goodness, truth, beauty at each of these levels of expressions of consciousness. So let's go over this. Level one, the worst evil is to hurt someone physically or endanger their survival. Because at level one, that's all that matters. Level two, the worst evil is to enslave people economically, depriving them of any chance to succeed and prosper. Level three, the worst evil is to destroy peace and bring about disorder. Level four, the worst evil is to entrap people's mind through the conditioned collective mind, which is influenced by culture and, let's say, ultimately by leaders who are not ethical. Level five, the worst evil is to destroy beauty, creativity, and the freedom to explore. Level six, the worst evil is often difficult to tell from good since all of creation is relative. If it wasn't relative, there would be no experience. And level seven, the level of the absolute, we transcend these differences, good and bad, pleasure and pain, evil and what we call goodness. There's only the truth, beauty, harmony, creativity, and higher calling that spontaneously emerges when we are silent witnesses of the shifting patterns of consciousness that are happening both personally and collectively. If you look at evil in society, or what we call evil in society, then you'll see that all these seven levels have been played out by tyrants, by despots, and by societies, such as slavery, for example, or colonialism, terrorism, trapping people's mind in cultish frameworks. Once we understand this, then we also understand that the one reality, which is infinite, accepts all these definitions, as it must, because anything that consciousness can perceive is real to the perceiver. So think of it this way. Everyone, even those who you think are evil, are doing the best they can from their level of consciousness or their awareness. Once you see this, then you are ready to forgive. Not forgive the evil act, but forgive the person that you think is responsible for the evil act. Because the person is only acting from their level of consciousness. So forgiveness serves many purposes. First of all, you forgive not because the other person necessarily deserves forgiveness, but I've said in the past, you deserve peace. And as long as you can't forgive or ask for forgiveness, you will not have peace. Non-judgment is the way to creative exploration of how both good and evil and contrasting experiences that we call good and evil can give rise to a new creativity that can go beyond what we call traditional dogma and traditional ideological frameworks. Evil is part of a hierarchy, a ladder of growth in which everything changes depending on the rung you happen to be standing on. And ultimately, by transcending these human constructs, you actually become the embodiment for a higher calling that goes beyond ideological conflict into pure creativity and pure vision. Let's pause here, and tomorrow we'll continue.